Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Hey, yo, what's up? Party people, before we get into this episode, we forgot to pick a winner from last week's episode with Justin Rollin. Big him up, man, so you could win that map. I picked this comment by The Daily Shift. Check it out here. Yeah. So please get in touch with us. Let us know where to send you that map, okay, man? And anyone new here? Just if you're new to the Arms House, hit that subscribe and go back to episode one and listen from the beginning, yeah? All right, cool. Enjoy the episode. Salute.
Take a picture and look. Fit it to the foot, you can picture the look. Moving images, pictures to quote. Talk about the movie while I'm pitching the boat. Take a picture and look. Fit it to the foot, you can picture the look. Moving images, pictures to quote. Talk about the movie while I'm pitching the book.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
When the pipes freezing, tight squeezing, penny pinching, Yale lock with the keys in. The jail's hot and the bell's treason. The cell's leaving, the boat's docking. Couple notes in my coat pocket. Couple notes with ragged dosha known to carpet. 38 carpet with the pilot in the cockpit. Played it and I mocked it. Eyes closed, place the socket. Display the grace and decorum of a true G. I need more. £600 like to me.
Landing on the edge of a rock.
Your story's getting old and your date is looking too weak. Jugs of Mr. Brown live at Tanagra. Cut through the crowd and the drama. Chupacabra, serve the lava. Deserve the look, work the karma. Turkish tea, agree the fee if you can work the karma. Take a picture and look. Fit it to the foot, you can picture the look. Moving images, pictures to cut. Talk about the movie while I'm pitching the book.
Arms house, your mum's house.
Take a picture and look.
I got the fines back.
Gotta get the timing in.
Yeah.
Talk about the movie arms house, your mum's house.
When you burst the grapes, cause the age is well. Rehearse for the stage, I amaze if they pay me well. I give a maybes when I mean no, I meant well. Never been sent to the cell, good intent to sell. Incense, scent, smell, incentive to cook. Most lying, get defensive and shook. Put the pencil to the book, stencil to the crook. Rental for the truck, experimenting on convention with a look. Come on. Top heavy teen on most rappers. Fumbleina, tiny. Dumbledore in the beam. Ballerina, yep. Ballast beans, balalaika. Flick the lighter. Black metal, black biker. Flick the lighter. Ignite the chopper and the typewriter. Tie fire, tie stick, tie dyer. Five mic, tie iced tea, tying up loose ends. Tried saying no, that's the time that you lose friends. Take a picture and look. Fit it to the foot, you can picture the look. Moving images, pictures to
come. Yes, yes, party people. Another episode of The Arms House.
To your mum's house.
Episode 171. That was Juggernaut and Mr. Brown, track called Moving Picture. You can go cop that on their Bandcamp and that lovely smooth out. I love a bit of Juggernaut. But Theme, you know what's been really getting on my nerves recently, man?
Yeah, what's that?
It's like, you know, people, like, they'll just do anything for money, you know what I mean? They're just like, you know, people just like shilling stuff, you know what I mean? Left, right and set.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. It really gets me down. People just do anything for the money. You know? And they're really, really selling out, you know?
I don't know. You know, there's too much of that shit going on, man, in 2026, you know what I'm saying? Cheers, yeah?
Cheers, old boy! Easy. Big up OCB.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House.
Oh, no, wait.
To your mum's house.
I got another button.
To where OCB.
Where to connect.
Yo, people,
the
people listening might not have clocked it by now, but if you're watching, you'll see we got a new sponsor of the podcast, man. Much love and respect to OCB. OCB.
OCB, where tu connais?
Rolling Papers, man. I mean, it's really cool. I think it's a good fit for us, man, with the Arms House.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Big up OCB, man. They've, I remember I reached out to them, I think, ages ago, and then there was a little bit of back and forth, and then they were just like, yo, guys, let's do it. And so here we are, man. Big love to OCB. People, go over to the Instagram. If you want to help us out,
yeah,
all you got to do is go to the Instagram at OCB_UK. Go follow the OCB UK Instagram page, and that'll be a
good
look.
Give them a little booster, and then say Arms House gave you more fans.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, big up OCB. They love what we do. They're supporting what we're doing here, and we love them for it, man. So please, people, Arms House family, AHC crew, show some love. Go follow them on the Insta, and let's do
it.
I've
been doing
man.
Everything in my OCB gums.
Yeah, now that's it. OCB.
I've gone to
out.
Lidl in my OCB gums.
Ah.
I went to hospital in my OCB gums.
Oh, shit.
What can't I say? I mean, I can't say. I banged the missus in an OCB. I can't say that.
You can say whatever you want. It's all love, man. But I forgot to say that each week, these T-shirts that you see here that I'm wearing, we got different colorways. All the colorways.
Let's do the colorways.
But I just want to say, I have to say this off the bat, if you leave a comment below. Now, this is for the next few months, man. If you leave a comment below, we're going to pick the funniest comment next week, and you'll get sent an OCB Arms House kind of goodie bag type thing, all right? So that's incentive there to leave a comment below. So if you get involved. But yeah, all the different colorways. There's the red one that Theme's wearing. There's the blue one and blue and orange. And then there's the kind of creamy, kind of cream and black one. All sorts of shit, man. They got rolling trays, mugs and fucking hats and all sorts of cool shit, man. We're really boosted about this, man.
They joined the two logos, look. Arms House and OCB, come on!
And the thing is, when it comes to sponsorship and advertising and stuff like that, like we don't necessarily need it. We haven't needed it so far. It's not about necessarily about needing. It's like it's just nice to have support. And I don't want to use the word validation because it's not validating us, but it is kind of showing that we're doing something that's worth something to someone.
Knew that already.
I mean, we knew that already.
We're
so
much
it's not
bigger than OCB, to be fair.
We're bigger than YouTube. We're bigger than Google. We're bigger than OCB.
Than YouTube.
Bigger than all of them, man.
Those mother lovers, man.
No, shout out OCB. Big them up, man.
Can I take this jumper off and because I'm boiling?
Yeah, please. Go for
cool.
It. Yeah, I couldn't put it on because, fuck that. But this week, we did decide, we thought it's been a while since we've done a session where we're just checking out cool graph flicks from history. We want to, the premise at first was the greatest graffiti piece of all
people
time.
Shut us down. We were, I was reaching out to, Fume and Bass, and they're like, mate. Yeah. What am I supposed to do about that?
Laughing emojis from Drax going, what are you talking about? As if you can pick just one tune. Kind of making me feel a bit ill, to be honest. So I forgot which buttons I've got.
Basically,
oh, yeah, there we go. I've got the buttons back, people.
We're filming a podcast. We're filming
Justin
a podcast.
Justin Rollins. Big up Justin Rollins for last week as well.
Shout
Sick
out.
Sick episode.
Really cool. It come out nice. People, good feedback. Big him up, man. Don, man, go buy his book, The Lost Boys. I still got to read that, man. I've heard enough people commenting. I read it twice. I read it three times. Yeah. I read it 15 years ago. Really cool book. Yeah. It seems to have kind of really touched a nerve with a lot of people, man. So, yeah, big him up for that.
Resonated with a lot of peeps, didn't it?
Yeah. Let me see the rest of the buttons. What else have I got?
We're filming a podcast.
Look at your reach. Look at your reach. Look at your reach. What if we were the guys that did that graph? What would you do?
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
I might change them up. Yeah.
What if we were the guys that did that graph? What would you do?
Yeah, that one's a bit of a weird one. I don't know about that one. But I'll be adding to them and, changing them as we go along. Maybe suggest it in the comments. Which
Can I
one...
just say...
Yeah,
I was standing in the corner with my ganja and my OCB. OCB, OCB, OCB. Oh, yeah. We can't say the R word.
Yeah, we don't use the R word
with
here.
Dizzler.
We do not use the R word here. On
and
the
we
R
do
side.
Not use those papers. Yeah. What papers do we use, Maddie?
I don't know. Let me see. I can't see. Which ones do I use? I don't know, mate. I got some. I don't know. I can't remember
OCB.
Which ones it is. I got them coming out all over the shop.
Back skinned on a rolling tray.
All right. Look. We're excited, people. We're excited because, we've been shown a bit of love. So,
big up,
allow
big
us.
Up Infamy as well.
Of course.
And Chrome and Black.
Standard. All right, back to it. We were going to do our the greatest pieces of all time. So we reached out to some heads. I've got some as well. And I reached out to Drax and but
it
Score.
It changed a bit, didn't it? It changed from like the greatest pieces of all time to look, what we feel is the greatest piece, or what inspired us, or inspired the people we asked, or stuck in their brain, stuck in their mind. Something like, just something like that.
And even like Drax's pick, you'll see it soon. He said, like, this one's just a jokes one that doesn't get talked about a lot. And I think it's an interesting one. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like it's like a great piece or anything. He's just like, you know. So that's what you kind of get for this episode, people. And obviously, we're going to do Graph Critique. There's more music. And there's a weird little internet video I want to show you if we have time at the end. Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, cool. So let's get into it, man. Let's share my page. Booyah. I got my little folder up here labeled The GOAT, the greatest of all time. But again, it's not the GOATs.
Look at that right. Product placement there.
Yeah, I mean, I should have my background really like that. they're not really in order. Let me start with one of mine. Yeah?
Cool.
Should I start with one of mine? Yeah. Okay, let's do with this one. Let's do this one, man. This one. Because look, when I was thinking of greatest pieces of all time.
I'm glad I left this out. I'm glad I left it out because you brought it in.
We think alike there, man. Look, there's the two books, Spray Can Art and Subway Art. When you want to talk about influence to the graffiti scene, yeah, I know you young'uns probably haven't even seen it or read about it or even fucking heard about them. But the guy you looked up to looks up to the guy who was looking into them books there. You know what I'm saying? There's the lineage here, people. Yeah. Mm. So Spray Can Art and Subway Art. What was it called? Subway Art. Yeah. And
if you don't know who's did this, then you need to buy the book, obviously.
Exactly. This is a legendary one by the godfather of graffiti scene, The Hand of Doom. I just remember flicking through that book as a kid because I saw that book in Ealing Library of all places. Yeah. So I always, because we used to go there every week. Remember going to libraries all the time as a kid. And they happened to have that book in there, and I remember just looking through it. And obviously there was bare pieces in there that stood out, but this one was kind of like, I was like, rah, that's graph, but it's not. It's kind of graphic design as well, and pictures. And like, it kind of like showed me like, rah, there's like, it's unlimited really. And I related graph to hip hop. It was a hip hop thing. And then I was seeing like, you know, the Black Sabbath piece by Scene. And then like, you know, really seeing, oh shit, yeah, there's the whole rock element.
He didn't like hip hop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Yeah. He wasn't a hip hop head. That's for sure. I know that. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I mean,
do you know what I was going to bring into this duster? Duster and Scene. Ooh. Duster and Lizzie.
Duster and Lizzie.
And, mate.
The married
really,
couple.
Really, really hard to not bring that in to the this.
Yeah, there's loads. I mean, there's loads of pictures, more pictures picked by other people from those ones. But look, I found as well. Look, here's an action shot of him painting the Hand of Doom. Yeah.
Look, so it's during the
day. Yeah, look, during the day, they all just chilling there painting, man. Sick. You can see he hasn't outlined the big hand yet. And then I found a picture of it running where it was a little bit crusty. Obviously, this is just the Doom bit after they'd buffed the windows, you know what I'm saying? And this was in transit. It'd been chipped away. But it looks like it must have ran for a little bit, maybe. That must have been a spectacle. Imagine and you're in New York in the 70s, or maybe this is early 80s. That Hand of
this Doom, is 80s.
That would... have blown my fucking little mind. And then I got this one where they tried to buff it. So I've got all the segments of it, like, you know, in every transitional period to it being buffed, but you could still see the stainer on the wall.
God, that would piss me off if it got buffed and I did it.
Well, no, if it ran for a bit and I got good photos of it, which is see they seem to have. I just threw this one in there as well just because I really love the Mad Scene, because it was a toss-up between the Mad Scene and the Hand of Doom. I chose the Hand of Doom, but I love this Mad Scene. This is like from 1973 to 1987, I think, where the trains died. So this was kind of like a commiseration piece. You know, I just love the sunset, the fire or whatever in the background and the mad scene blockbuster. Again, as a kid, really affected me, man.
Really cool. Really, really cool.
Yeah. Should we do one of yours or one from the Instagram? Because I also reached out to you guys on the Instagram. And
do one of mine.
All right, cool. You let me know which one, dude. Ah, should we do the, since we're on the...
Since you're on that, dude, Dondi. we bought this piece on a couple of times before because it's one of my favorite pieces ever. Mm-hmm. And it was done in the 80s during this two-week period where they were on strike. So all the writers could go in the yard and undisturbed and pull off shit like this. The thing is with this particular photo is look at the zoom out of it a bit.
Yeah,
it's going over New York. I mean, it's fucking nuts.
The New York scenery, man, going over the bridge. It's just such a classic, iconic. This obviously, when I reached out to the Instagram, this came up many times from many, many people, obviously saying the Dondi. But I chose the second one because this is Children of the Grave. And then there's the return of the Children of the Grave with the hand at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, because
of the blocks in the N and the bubbles in the D and the shadow and the it's just got, it's like everything graph is in this.
And you see the Bodhi character.
Blues in the blue background.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, exactly. How many features on this piece are still regular occurrences of graph?
Yeah.
And Dondi didn't make this up. It wasn't him who, you know, he used to, what, who was he? Scheme told us who Dondi's mentor was. Chain 3. If you look up some Chain 3 pieces, you'll see bubbles and little blocks and stuff like that. But Dondi just elevated everything, you know what I'm saying? There was a few writers who took what was already happening and just took it up a notch. And this one as well, close to me, because you see this character here, the Bodhi character here. When I went to get my tattoo from Mark Bodhi, you can't see it here, but I'll flash up a picture of it. I told him I wanted the Green Lizard character, but I want him doing the hands like the character is here in the Dondi. And he knew immediately what I meant when I said it. And, you know, so yeah, it's iconic.
Iconic. The train was running like that, you know.
I can never get enough of this piece. It's too good. But it's closely becoming, you know, them songs where you love a song, but you hear it so many fucking times.
This used to be my screensaver. I'm not going to put it as my screensaver because it's going to play it out.
It's almost too much now. Like, you know, it's just almost like you don't even really appreciate it for what it is anymore because it's just been seen so fucking much, man. Mm. But yo, shout out, Dondi. You know what? Let me get the part two out since we did that one. If I can find it. Fuck. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So this was part two. Not as good a photo. Still big top to bottom, similar letters, similar kind of fill in everything. Similar sort of thing. But yeah, it's got the big hand on the bottom as opposed to the on the side as opposed to the two characters, man. This one is fresh as well, man. You know?
Both done in 1980.
Crazy.
Both of them done in 1980.
Yeah, 1980, there you go there, yeah. Children of the Grave Return. Sick.
If we could critique it a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe the shadow at the bottom of the O.
You're going to critique it. How can you critique that? You mean that's a bit of a weird angle there?
Yeah, but it should be more to the left.
I'm sorry. Look, I know you think you're big for your boots because we're sponsored by OCB now, yeah? But you can't be critiquing Dondi, bruv. I'm sorry. The people won't allow it.
Just because you play what the people want.
This one in the Instagram, a lot of people brought up this one, you know, Dondi classic. Was that Dondi or was that, what's his name? Zephyr. I think that was Zephyr.
I think it was Dondi. I think I read today that it was Dondi.
Okay. I should know this.
Is that the famous Wild Style piece? Is it another Wild Style piece?
No, that's the famous one. That's with Fab Five Freddy and... Is that Mr. Freeze there? Rocksteady Crew.
It could be Zephyr, though, couldn't it? It looks
I'm pretty
like...
sure it is, man. You could probably find out in a quick search. But and another one that was mentioned on the Instagram is this Saber in LA.
Oh, yeah, the top to bottom across the along the canal.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been bigger ones done, but this is, at the time, were in the late 90s. It was considered the biggest graffiti piece, illegal graffiti piece ever done. That's the thing. It's important to mention that illegal. This was on the, you know, those reservoirs, what they called those big like water runoff things in LA. You know, they're famous ones. Remember that movie Grease Lightning? Grease Lightning, when they're racing at the end. There's so many blood in,
Terminator
blood out.
Terminator 2, John Connor like burning it down.
Terminator 2, yeah.
American lady, what do you call the reservoirs along LA?
Waterways.
The water runoff type things.
The waterways
or whatever. Yeah. So huge. It's on a big slope. I remember at the time, even you could see it from space. I remember people saying, but you know, it was a bit dumb to say that.
Zephyr and Revolt painted the wild style. Yeah. Dondi painted the window down subway piece that appeared in the film.
Well, there we go. So it was Zephyr. I was right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But back to the Saber. So he did most of it in Mulch. The Phil, I've seen pictures and I've heard him talking about it. It took him like a couple of weeks. He was there mulching the floor. He said he fucked his knee. He had to have an operation knee because he's standing on that slope like that. You know what I mean? Fucking going off on it. And then it got dogged out. Remember, I think by J.A., and a couple of other, you know what? Don't quote me on this. This is all coming from my memory. I should have done my research. But I remember it getting dogged out, and then he went back and fixed it, which was crazy as well.
Did he get arrested?
I think he got arrested. I think, he said there was helicopters watching him. He said it was just a big fucking... But Saber, I don't know if you know much about Saber. Have you seen him in interviews and stuff? Like, he's a wild dude, man. And it seemed like he's an intelligent dude. Don't get me wrong. Clued up guy. But it sounded like he was a proper tearaway when he was a kid. And you hear all those LA stories, those graph LA stories of, like, you know, just cholos, gang warfare, people shooting each other, and this graffiti riders are all stuck in the middle of all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you imagine growing up in the 90s and, you know, in the West Coast. But yeah, shout out Saber. Theme, let's do another one of yours, man.
Let's go to the Figaro piece, man.
Okay, Figaro. I mean, we've spoken on this one before as well.
It is a BR, but it's just amazing. I just fucking love it. I love the way he's gone over the top on the highlights as well.
Yeah. He's gone mad wild.
I love the letters. I love the colors. I love everything. For me, when I think about pieces that are like really good and kind of flow and match what they get on, fit onto what they're going onto. So the panel here looks amazing. It's just fucking blinding. And to know this geezer and to paint with this geezer is like an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And
for sure.
He'll probably be upset about me saying that, to be fair, because he's such a cool guy. Like, he doesn't give, you know, two shits.
He's like the, you know, he's in the shadows, man, always lurking around. He's always been there. You know what I mean? He's been a constant.
He's done so much graph.
Yeah, it's like.
And he does. Today's Sunday. He's done like 8, 9, 10 pieces today. Like, without a doubt.
With rack paint as well, still.
With rack paint!
Yeah, exactly. And he's like still true to the fucking game, man. Like, we can't praise this guy enough. We got to big him up always. Although I would say, that's not my favorite piece of his. Obviously, it being top to bottom on a train elevates it a lot. It's not the best piece,
it's
in my
kind
opinion.
Of top to bottom, and it kind of floating as well.
Yeah, it's like floating.
But look at the
bouncing.
Left of the F and the O and the right of the O. And
the A. The A is up high. You know, it's got quite a gap from the bottom. Yeah, it's called the bounce,
that,
man.
That was done in racked paint as well, for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
For sure, 100%. For sure.
100%.
And there's a PFB to the right of it.
Oh, yeah. We've seen that whole trip. On the BR's episode, I remember this came up.
Yeah.
Yo, salute. What does it say there? Happy birthday.
I think he might say happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Massive highlight on the top of the O, and he's gone like...
Yeah, he's, you can see that's plainly right at the end. He's just got a big flare like that. Mm.
Five.
Two I can't PG, see 97. A year. Oh, yeah, people listening, come over to the YouTube, man. It's a very... I want to go into this one as well here and your one. Is this Devious Piece? Is that because, again, we've spoken on this as well. We chatted with this one on the Mean episode, I think. And yeah, the Covent Devious.
Garden, London, the Devious.
Trailblazers.
I mean, TCA? The Chrome Angels?
Yeah. It was all them lot, man. Prime. What's his name? Fuck. What are always
Prime Scribbler. And Scribbler.
And all the heads then.
Mean reckon Scribbler did this, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, there's a big Scribbler tag there.
I reckon Prime did quite a lot of it, you know.
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
But anyway, it is the epitome of graph. So the colours are like
no theme, you can't do pink and blue.
You could do pink and blue back then.
Of course.
And then it's got the kind of white bit in the middle. You know, the kind of like that kind of metal.
Metallic. Yeah.
Not really, but like a little bit. And then green. It's got doodahs. It's got pink bubbles. It's got blue bubbles. It's got fucking everything. It's got a character. It's like, come on, bruv. Come on, man.
It's insane. And I think I mentioned it as well last time. This, for me, seems like a transitional piece between the, you know, the bando and the way them lot were doing letters, like real old school, what you would consider old school letters, and that kind of shift into more modern for the time letters that we still see today. You know what I mean? This Devious, there's bits in this, like we said with the Dondi, that people are still using to this day, you know, but I'm talking letter-wise with the style-wise of the letters, you know?
I've never seen until looking at that this morning, the way the middle bit of the E goes through the V and joins the I.
Oh, yes, the dot of the I there.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, I mean, it's fucking... I can't fault it.
It's pretty damn
good. I can fault
good.
The little pen tags, you know, that people are getting, little pen tags,
yeah.
little toys. But, I mean, that's another thing. Would you ever do that on a piece like this? Go, I've nicked a whiteboard marker, guy. Let's get a little fucking rip. Like, what are you doing, mate?
If I'm being honest, if I was 12, 13 in
Colorado,
I probably would have done that. I would have been a dickhead and done that. You know what I mean? Obviously, later on in life, you know different. But if I was a kid, I would have probably done some stupid, dumb shit like that in the past. This, again, similar to the Dondi piece here in England, here in London specifically, because this was featured in Spray Can Art as well. And as a British person, you know, reading this book and knowing that everyone around the world is reading this book and knowing that London was being represented and not just being represented, but represented in this way, it was a proud moment for everyone here, I think, at the time and going, yeah, we're being represented properly. Sick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Really cool, man.
And obviously went on to inspire loads of writers.
Everyone's
style is like that from London.
That's
the beginning of London style, really.
Pretty much. I mean, this and there's a few through lines there to the London style. Definitely the TCA crew are a heavy part of that, you know. But yeah, so let me see. What else?
The Chrome.
Okay, so I reached out to Score TRC. He laughed at me, obviously, and said, how can you pick a greatest piece of all time? He goes, but just go for this one. He's like, yeah, there you go. Take that one. Again, from Subway Art. This is Sab and K's FBA TC5. The two shark character. Weird. No, is that a shark here on the left? I don't know. But again, classic car. He said everyone was raving about this. And like you're talking about letters, and we were talking about the transition from that old to the new. I know to a lot of youngins, this might still look old to you, but look at that. That's a modern piece if I ever seen it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this isn't super early. This is still in the 80s, you know, probably mid 80s. But yo. The shark character, the flow, the movement, the background, top to bottom. This is a whole car, by the way. To Henry, I'm assuming Henry Chalfant, who was heavily documenting the trains at the time. this K's, man.
I love that K's. I love that K's, and I can see where Cast was coming from.
Yeah, Cast. Like,
and
you
can
see the
where
influence.
Scheme was saying on the Cast piece, if that was rocking in New York, he wouldn't bat an eyelid.
You know, and then look, how many people, like, you see this bar connecting, going like these right angle bars that
Chick
people put.
And bees and
yeah, I mean, he hasn't gone full in on this one like that, like a lot of people did. But yeah, it's like kind of, you know, you can see the influence running through the connections.
And you see like the left of the K where there's quite a fat bit of arrow and it doesn't really matter. It does matter to me because I'm always saying arrow has to come from somewhere.
Mm.
But when it's like that, I mean, it just looks sick. It's more about the composition, really.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't there and it was just coming out the side, it would look a bit skinny.
If it was just this bar coming up here. Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of gone behind it, because that's another thing people do to this day is like kind of fold over and then put a little bit of shadow on that bit there, which is still part of the letter.
Love it. Look at really the Z, look at the Zeal, look at the Zombie, look at the, like, everybody in there, you know what I mean?
The Down Rock 3D with the little curve bits on all the 3D bits. It's just ill with the yellow scheme running through it and the little bits of green and shit. What are these red bits? These are pretty weird, these red bits. This is like circuit board kind of red bits going through it.
The FBA artist is is brilliant.
Pretty sick. I like that S. Yeah, really nice. Simple styles. I mean, what was he doing with the highlights? He hasn't highlighted all of it, but I guess that was part of
that's pretty
aesthetic.
High up.
And it's high up as well. And then we got the Sab, which is a bit more loosey-goosey, but still, you know, really cool. And you can still see, again, the through line for the, like, you know, this top bit of the S. You see how it's, like, waving up like that? You still see that a lot these days. Merry Christmas, FBA. All right, so it must have been around Christmas time. Character's a little bit wonky. I don't know what the fuck that is. Is it a lizard? Is it a fucking snake? Is it a fucking
Someone's
weird horse?
Someone's shooting a gun or something.
Yeah, and he's holding a shotgun like that. Yeah, I was just trying to work out what kind of animal this is, but it's weird anyway. It's probably from a comic book or something, cartoon. Who knows, man? But yeah, ill. But I prefer the K's to the Sab in general. There was another one. Oh, do you got one? Themas? What was this one here? Ah, who chose?
That's from Fume.
Ah, Fumas got involved.
Fume said... I said to him, what's the greatest piece of all time? And he's like, mate, I can't. He's like laughing at me like school laughs at you.
Yeah.
But this piece has been on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cold Crush Dukes. It's got a city landscape. It's got Cast piece. It's got a foam piece.
Fire.
And it's all of it's like coloured in. So in between, you know, like the in between the letters, it's been coloured in. It's like there's not a spot of steel that's not got paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine this seeing this?
Do you reckon it ran for a while? I don't know. I haven't seen pictures of this running. I've only ever seen this photo of it put together. Yeah. I love it, man. Caster, I've said it many, many times before. I love his pieces. The influence of Cast on me is incredible. I knew you were picking a Cast piece, so I didn't add one in here. This isn't my favorite Caster piece, although it's up there. Love the B-boys back to back chilling.
Yeah.
Super
I like
cool,
the foam
man.
Piece. I like
foam
the cast piece. I like the whole carriage of it.
It's ill, man. The foam piece. I love these extra thick borders around
the outside.
The colors, the way the schemes have gone through, mate, that's a perfect piece. The fill-in is the perfect piece.
Look at the fill.
The letters, maybe, I mean, again, I'm not critiquing foam here, okay? Obviously, legendary status. You know, okay, you could say maybe some bits are a bit too thin compared to other bits and stuff like that, but I'm talking just the fill. Look at the dark green going into the lighter green and then the light blue fade with the pink bits going through it. Perfectly balanced. Mm. Look at the arrows coming out, you know what I mean? They're like, that's why they say they're inspired by B-boys, you know what I mean? Because their arrows are just crazy fucking cool.
That's
shit
an
like
F,
that.
Do you know what I mean? That's
it's a
F.
Fucking F, son. And the caster, I mean, man, you can't go, like, it's literally perfect. There's no bits that are off. Too
thin. He's done the cardinal sin. He spelt mum in American.
Oh, mom. Your moms.
Hey, mom.
I like the cold crush here as well. Really slickly done. Again, mate. The fill on this as well. Same colors as the foam, but you can see they're two different styles. Similar, but very different. You know, really cool. The shines, every shine is like fucking bing, perfect.
He's got a fat border around it as well.
Yeah, boy. All right. Big them up every time. All right, Cause. I reached out to Cause. Again, he picked one from Subway Art. He actually chose a couple. He chose one from Subway Art and one British Train. Let's go with the Subway Art one first. Scene and Mitch.
I mean, this piece is killer.
With the broken rocks around the outside, I think this is an early version of that. So obviously that's a staple in Graf as well, the crumbling rocks and the pieces pushing through. Again, a nice hole car. Down rocks, fucking sick letters, arrows going through the letters and shit, you know what I mean?
1988, is that 1980 or 88? 1980.
80.
Latin artist, 1980.
And that scene piece, really cool with the kind of black, kind of not high, like, you know, like along the left edge, black bubbles along the top left edge, highlights running through it, the zigzaggy interlocking, similar to that elk train, you know, the elk where the L goes like that. And then
that nearly made it onto my list.
Ooh, it's an ill one.
But he didn't. Anyway.
Yeah. Again, the crumbling rocks, ill, man. I love this train as well, man. This, and again, for the time, and then you're looking through the book and you see this, you just like, imagine seeing that, just fucking
imagine doing that with like shitty nozzles.
Yeah, shit paint, shit nozzles, water.
I mean, it would absolutely kill your finger, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what's this?
This is Cash Money by Foam and Fuel. This was featured on Bad Meaning Good, that documentary that what's his name was on, fucking Coma. It was talking about how he went into the BBC to record that. This was in part of the movie. It like flashed across the screen like that. It says cash here and then money here. Cause told me, he goes, back in the day when this was being done and when Bad Meaning Good came out, this was the one everyone was talking about, and they were like arguably the greatest piece till that moment in time that had ever been, you know, pulled off, man. Looks sick. Right. Again, with the down rock, you can see the influence from America as well, you know what I mean? Fully. You can see what they were emulating, man.
That's cool that Causes sent you that, like a joiner.
Well, he didn't send it to me. I found it. He just told me which one he wanted.
Oh, really?
And actually, I couldn't find a full picture of it. It was just on, it was in Bad Meaning Good, but it was scrolling across the screen. So I screenshotted it and then I moved it along, screenshotted it three times and then put it together myself. So you could thank me, motherfucker.
Well done, brother.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Yeah. Ill. Blue bubbles running outside. Sick. Cash money. Love
cash
it.
Probably, Cash probably did that.
Yeah, Cash. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Old Radical.
Old Bill.
Oh, Bill, son. Okay, let me pick out a personal one for me, yeah? Mm-hmm. I was searching for this piece, yeah, because I wanted to bring it up today. Now, is this the greatest piece of all time? No, not even close, yeah? I was trying to remember pieces that I saw as a kid at a specific time when I was like, you know, 16, 17, where I was coming out of my toy phase, where I'd done all the, like, you know, tagging on pieces, you know, in the background of pieces, all the toy TB behavior, I'd got it out of my system. And now I'm like, because I'm an artist as well, like I love drawing and shit like that. And I remember this came up, I think this was painted in Unity.
Yeah.
It's by Alert ILC. He's not from London. I don't want to guess which town he's from. Maybe Leicester, Portsmouth, fucking somewhere like that. I don't know. Yeah. But this piece in particular, yeah, it, like, I remember
resonated
with me because I guess because it started with an A And I really liked the A, the shape of the A. And I was learning to do my name, Amber. Yeah. So I was at the time peak, and I wanted to learn how to do a fucking wild style. I'd never done a wild style. I wanted to do a wild style. I wanted to learn how the fuck do people do these wild styles? How do they do? So I used to trace this. Yeah. I used to put tracing paper on top of it and trace the outline. And then I started like doing my own sketches, taking that A, and then you see this E here going like that. Mm-hmm. Like I turned it 90 degrees and then boom, I had an M. So I was like, oh, okay. So boom, how can I connect that into this A if I just flip this around? So anyway, so that's how I started piecing together. And then I think the first wild style I ever drew was directly inspired by this piece here. And I couldn't find it for the life of me. So I had to reach out to a couple of people who ended up getting in touch with Alert himself. And then he sent me this picture. I was like, it was a yellow one, man. I think it was done in Unity. It had a red outline. It was yellow filled like that. Yeah. And then, so I finally found it.
So this has come from Alert.
Yeah. Alert. Well, via a few other people, it came from him. Yes. And again, it's not the greatest piece in the world. Pink 3D going down, but it captured me as a kid. And as a kid, it really helped influence like getting to grips with doing wild style kind of letters, you know? So yeah, I wanted to bring this piece up here.
Kind of reminds me of the R. Mm. Kind of reminds me of Praise.
Yeah. There's I can see that in there. And you see the hole in the letter there, yeah, which a lot of people do. I've seen you do that a few times as well. It has all loads of little bits, you know, drips coming down, and yeah, I don't know. This one, yeah.
Big up, Tracy. Put up, Tracy.
Oh, yeah, Tracy there. Easy big up, Tracy. And even the T here, the way the T folds over in itself.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah. So I wanted to just, you know, bring this up, big him up. Oh, it's got black highlights as well. Little black highlights. I didn't notice that before. Loads of little subtle things. Dope. Big up, Alert.
See, that piece to you is like the Vizzo piece to me, or the Devise piece for me.
There you go.
You know, yeah, the Vizzo with the in Grundy with the spliff coming out the smiley face of the O.
Did that piece make you want to get better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, same thing.
Basically. I used to look at it for hours and hours and hours and hours.
But, yeah, man. Yeah, this one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like over analyzing shit, you know, when I was younger, just trying to learn, get the ropes, work out the balance of letters, how to connect them, where, you know, it's a long process. You get there with trial and error, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, theme, did you have another one? Who asked for
this? This is a shoe piece.
No, well, on illegal. It's all love.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shoe, right, this is quite a weird one. I was at the S there like that. And then
Look at the hand style on the left.
Ah, okay, yeah. Then is that all you care about? Yeah, your form.
Yeah, I mean, it is banging.
That is nice. Diabolical dubstage there on the left. Now, this is a sick piece. I don't know if
it says shoe. I mean, I don't think
it does either.
I can't see it, but maybe I can see the U.
Mate, I can't fucking make out the letters. I mean, there's so many different letters in there you could make out.
Anyway, like the colours. Like the piece is absolutely banging, yeah. Banging, banging. And I can see Fume's influence in that piece.
Mm.
No, that piece has influenced Fume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, it's cool, man. Again, not my favourite shoe piece, if that is a shoe, you know what I'm saying? What are these weird, like, kind of like a...
bullet holes or whatever.
Orange kind of like fadey bits where the fill is kind of spilling out over the outline. You know what I mean? A little bit. Hmm.
I reckon Bass and Fume, they both said shoe. Like, and they sent me a billion shoe pieces. But because Fume was like going on about this piece, I just sent you this piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
no, and shoe, like if you remember him early on, not to go too deep into it, like, you know, he had that simple dub style thing, but then when he rocked his pieces, the pieces would come out nice, and he'd have the weird connections going through it. But then have you seen his more recent pieces that he's been doing? Like, he's really been flexing the styles, like, you know, a little bit of brushing off the cobwebs. I don't know if he had a long gap where he wasn't painting or not. I mean, I don't know the guy, so, you know, I'd buy him a beer if I did know him. You know what I mean? I'd be banging DDS right now. I'm kidding. But no, I love him. You can always see he was a well creative guy. Not because you think DDS, you think bombing, street bombing, chrome and black, dubs, you know what I mean? Tags and whatever. But Shooto really was flexing with the styles and shit, man.
Yeah, this one kind of makes me think of Vibes. You see the top left when he hasn't, it's like the colors coming out of the letter.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't care. And then the pink. The border isn't around every single part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just highlighting bits of it around the outside, and then there's bubbles around here, and there's like gunky bits there, and then
And Vibes used to do that thing where it would just like go, like come out and be non-contained.
Yeah. That is a Shooto tag down here as well. I like this, like this minty green color he's got going with his 3D, and then in the background here, down there, really goes nicely with that pink, and then the darker greens. I really like the colors, and even the oranges ping off as well, man.
Yeah,
very nice indeed. Again for me, following on from the alert piece I was talking about. This is in spray can art. This character here, so it says Stop Crime by Doc, Beam, Bias and Kyle from 1985. So STOP, Crime, TC5, FTA,
they got a couple of characters.
Stop Real Crime, yeah, there's a real there, Down Rock. And I think this guy, yeah, he's got a gun and money in his hand. with the name belt.
He's the sickest character.
But this character here in the O for the stop.
Yeah.
Simple as it is, yeah, real simple. Look, there's a heart, there's like a few lines to it, and his hat, he's got the flat cap and the way his hand's going like this. Obviously, loads of people did characters like that. There was this one here, like, you know, with the side face, you know, Scheme's famous ones with the afros and shit. And but for some reason, this one, when I was a kid, again, I used to copy it. I used to like trace it out, and then I used to adapt it and change it into my own character, and then I've developed my own style from it. But I just distinctly remember this one really stuck in my head for some reason. I think it was because of the simplicity of it, how you could put across something in just a few lines. You know what I mean? Like, I really like that. But yeah,
I really like the whole piece.
The whole thing is chill, you know.
I like the basic letters.
Mm-hmm. From 85 as well, man. It's again ahead of its time, man. You look at the letters and shit. Look, it's got the scroll down
what
here.
What do you reckon it was like when, you know, when Graf was like just completely dog shit? And then like late 70s, someone started changing it a little bit, and then they did shit clouds and shit shadow and shit 3D and shit fades and shit. And then it got a bit better until, you know, we've got these pieces. Or scenes piece. You know, the scenes pieces that you've shown are the Don DP 1980. Mother Lovers must have been like, what are these kids doing?
It's crazy.
Like, this is nuts, because it's advanced. And now it's advanced, like, there's a peak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do stuff that hasn't been done before.
Well, now really. People have to dangle from wires.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of meters like up for us to go rah, like something kind of new. But even that's not new even. But yeah, you're right. But I think with most things.
What kind of period do you reckon that was? Like 77 to 79? Like,
yeah,
because Fuzz One was doing some burners.
And what's his name? Phase Two and all that. I remember when we chatted to Scheme and we were saying like, you know, I remember him really making a point saying we weren't the first. There was a golden age before us. You know what I mean? And I think that was the time when a lot of those styles started getting really elevated. And so then naturally really talented creative people like Scheme from such a young age could see all that And then they just started, like, you know, from the get-go, they were doing burners. You know what I mean? Mm. From the beginning, they didn't, like you said, as he came out.
My toy phase was really short.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, so, and it takes, like, it's like the running the 100 meters. Someone runs it in under 10 seconds and everyone's like, oh, shit, it's never been done before. But then a couple of years later, someone runs it in under 9 seconds, you know, and no one thought that was even possible. Yeah. But it takes someone doing it. It's like a mental thing as well. Once you've seen someone capable of doing a whole car, already you know it's possible. So that's out the window. You know it's possible. So now how can I add to it, make it more, make it better, make it more crazy, you know? Whether it's with the styles. And I think there was a big boom just before that documentary was filmed with Scheme and all them lot, Style Wars. I think there was a big boom. And a lot of those kids, like he said, all the masters were 13, 14, 15 years old. And so they were just rocking from the gate, you know, and pushing all these styles out there, man. And then I think also, because he said, what did he say? One of the rules were don't bite. So that was another big factor to push people to do something different, especially in those early days. You got cussed out of the yard if you were trying to copy someone, yeah?
Yeah.
So they had to do something different. So there was plenty a lot of shit, whack stuff of people trying their stuff, you know what I mean, which didn't make the books, and we probably will never see the photos of them. But then out of those whack things and experimental things, some of the most incredible shit came out of them.
And a lot of the pieces you see on the trains, you know, mid to late 70s that weren't like technically amazing. If you looked at those and you're like, oh shit, his shadow's a bit too fat, maybe on my piece I'll just make it nice and in line and like down with the letter and then make it neat and cool, you know what I mean? That's like the change, the difference.
Yeah, the adaptation. Or maybe like I'm a young Scheme and I'm looking at Scene and like, you know, Chain 3 and a couple of the people that came before me. And I go, oh, okay, Chain 3 did a connection where the connection is going through the letter.
Yeah.
And then I saw another thing where, oh, he did a down rock 3D, but he did these bits on the 3D. And then he goes, but on my one, I'm going to combine those two bits.
Then
the next guy took those two bits and then added the next thing on it. Next thing you know, you got fucking crazy wild style, crazy shit. One, we've, again, you know, from the book, Bando sends with the Mode 2 characters.
This could be one of the greatest pieces of all time.
I think it's up there. Like, these characters, I don't care who the fuck you are, if you did that today, I'm like, what? I'm blown away. Today, I'm blown away, let alone with shit paint on a shitty surface. You know what I mean?
Look at the clothes. Look at the shadows on the garms. And fuck it.
Insane, man. Insane at that level.
Jesus Christ.
And the letters and the schemes and the connections and the arrows and the balance of the whole thing. I mean, fucking hell. I can't big up this wall enough, man. Look at that character there. Just like he's inventing like whole, like you could imagine the world that these characters live in even, you know what I mean? They're so well detailed and you could imagine what they sound like probably. And you know what I mean? And And like, he's got a spaceship blatantly, like with his crazy like gun and shit with the extra clip coming out and his mad boots and shit. Crazy levels of skill, man.
Zaki. Zaki D, Bando.
Crime Time King, CTK. Just look at the
Crime
letters.
Crime Time Kings.
I'm still trying. I'm still clambering at trying to do something as good as this, man. I'm still trying. You know what I mean? That's how ill it is, man.
Yeah.
All right, so...
What did Drax send us?
Drax sent this Reese from New York, A-OK... He's in WD as well. I was going to mention, when you talk about the London style, and not this piece in particular, this is a quite a weird one. I remember seeing this online like years ago, but it's a frying pan with a melting bit of butter going through the bottom. And then it's got Reese in like fire letters with a weird face with like sharp teeth in the R. Just a weird concept. Good cooking. Oh, cooking good. Sorry.
Cooking good.
And it look the fire is all going to the left. So if you imagine the train moving to the right, you know, then it looks like the fire is trailing off to the left. Really cool idea. Blatantly stood out as well at the time. If you think They probably people that hadn't seen a lot of stuff like that. But Reese, this writer Reese, we should do a segment on him in the future, man. I really want to find out more about him, because you chat to a lot of the big writers early days, especially from the DDS side of things. They got a lot of influence from this guy. I think there was a connection somehow. Obviously, he's in WD, so he knew Drax and all that. I think when English writers went out to New York to paint trains in those early days, I think Reese was a big part of that. Maybe someone out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember hearing that. And Reese influenced a lot of people. If you look at some of his pieces, you can really see the direct influence to people like Shu and, you know, them early DDS type writers. Yeah. Again, this is all stuff I remember picking up from watching stuff online. I could be, you know, maybe I'm not hitting the mark, but maybe someone can reach out.
I love the TK throw up. I've always loved that throw up.
Yeah, on the right with the red.
Yeah, man, because it's got a T and I've, you know.
Oh, yeah.
T at the beginning and then K. It's like, we should do a thing on TK and Duro and Lizzie and Duster and everybody.
Well, you know what I found? We're not going to do it now. Look what I got here. Oh, man. Fuck's sakes. All this shit is in my way. I found a PDF version of Spray Can Art. So I've got the whole book here. And I got one of Subway Art as well. So I was thinking maybe we could get a guest on, like Mean or someone from that older era, and kind of go through the books, you know what I'm saying? Like pick our favorite pages and stuff, and just kind of like, because, you know, like we said, these publications really helped spread graffiti.
Why haven't we had Cause on? Why haven't we had Mir on?
Mir
and Cause.
Yeah, Cause, definitely we should get him on. We chatted to him about it, getting him and Merc and maybe a couple other heads on. Yeah, I mean, we will do. Eventually we will, I'm sure. Shout out all them lot.
I hope that's an OCB.
Yeah, of course. What do you think? Motherfucker. All right, we should do really, we are legally obliged to do an ad read now.
Contractually bound to do an ad read, not legally.
Yeah, no, okay, cool. And we're happy to do it as well. Theme. Have you got it there ready? Get into it, man. And then we'll do a bit of graph critique and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, just so you know, people, today's Wednesday, obviously, 8 o'clock Wednesday, every episode drops. On Thursdays in the evening, around 8 o'clock, I'll be doing a sketch session on the Instagram Live where you guys leave comments below here, this episode here on the YouTube. You leave a little 4-5-letter word, and then on the Instagram on Thursday evening, I'll be sketching it out live in front of everyone. I do it most weeks, but
L-I-V-E.
So tune in for that Thursday evenings, man. So theme, yes, please, go for it. In your most professional voice, please, sir.
Should I do in my BBC voice?
Yeah, in your BBC voice, you got
the graffiti podcast.
This episode
house to your mum's house
is brought to you by OCB, one of the fastest growing paper brands in the UK, and they've been around for 100 years.
Basically, bruv.
What sets them apart is they focus on natural materials, organic hemp papers, unbleached options, no dyes, and ultra-thin, slow-burning papers that don't mess with your flavours.
Whether you
prefer something pure like OCB Virgin or the ultra-thin, slow burn of their rice papers, they've got different styles depending on what you're into. Follow OCB_UK on Instagram to keep up with what they've got going on.
Do it, people. Please go show some love, man.
Please. Just go to the almshouse. Just go to OCB Instagram page and just leave an almshouse comment. Almshouse.
Oh,
almshouse.
Man. That would
AHC,
be sick.
AHC.
That would be so sick if you guys did that for real, man. All right. So let's get into this bit here. All right, graffiti critique powered by OCB. Let's get into it. This is the first one.
Damn.
All right. Damn. This was sent in by a chap here. Look, he's all masked up and he's got the fire coming out. Oh, he's so cool with his
The spray paint.
With his like kind of weird throw up here. It looks like a chrome fat cap outline, black fill. Theme, can you even read what that says?
Bifka?
That's what I thought it said. Nah, it says Big Crow. B-I-G.
Big Crow.
B-R-O. Yeah, with weird like character, bunning a zoot coming out the top there. It's all loosey-goosey, bit scruffy.
It reminds me of Nike Beers.
Yeah, a little bit. The bit of the Nike Beers flex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit more loosey-goosey even than that, if you can imagine. I mean, yeah, if I saw that, I mean, the characters and stuff, the scribbles, the doodles, I can see the flex in that and like the roughness and I kind of like that aesthetic to a certain degree. I don't mind that shit. But the, yo, the bit, it looks like Biff, bruv. Biff.
C-K-O,
yeah, C-K-O. That's what it looks like to me, man. Can I move this? Yeah, I can. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the letters is whack. I'm sorry, that's TV.
What does he write?
Big Crow. That's all I know, bro. Big Crow. Don't know where he's from. Check him out in his cargo pants there, you know, the standard lighting the spray can, you know what I mean, where it goes on fire and so you look really cool. you know people love,
we used to do that with deodorant cans, didn't we?
Deodorant, all that stuff, man.
But I mean, I'm not really rating this, to be fair.
Yeah, me neither.
Because it's fucking dog shit and I don't like it. So what's he done? He's painted the wall black and then just gone the chrome over it.
Bruv, I'm not even going to waste my energy even trying to explain this. This is so
0.5
shit.
Out of 10.
No, I'm not going to go 0.5. I think this dude knows kind of what he's doing. He has can control. He just doesn't give a fuck. That's what I pick up.
He has can control? Does he?
Yeah, I mean, not amazing can control, but I'm talking, okay, no, you know what? No, he doesn't have
doesn't.
To.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
I'm just like comparing it to Booney from last week, man. Like it's a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah, Booney.
I wouldn't even say it's much better, but it's shit. It's shit, man. I give you 2 out of 10, bruv, man.
But thanks for sending it in, brother.
Definitely thanks for sending it in. And if you've done a piece, if you've done like a proper piece thing, or maybe you only do shit like this, which is, you know, fine, but... if you've done a piece, maybe send in a piece so we can
maybe
judge
you only
that.
Do shit like this. Yeah, which I is mean, fine. Which is fine.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you not to do it. All right. This Yo. Was sent in. It's a sketch on Yo. A piece of paper. It says Turo, T-U-R-O-E. I think he sent us one of the earliest graph critiques we did. This was sent in. He did a wall piece, which was nice as well. Again, dope. What do you think, Theme?
He did a graph piece with a spray paint.
I think it was green. Yeah, it was on a wall. This guy's been painting a long time. He's been listening to the pod for a while. I think he's around our age. So, you know, he's been painting since, you know.
He's a lemon squeezer. He's a proper geezer.
He's a geezer.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's fucking doing, doesn't he?
I think he's up north. I don't know if he's from London. I don't think he's from London. But yeah, Turo, man.
Semi-wild style.
Semi-wild style. Nice connections running through it. I love the flow of the letters.
Yeah.
I love the Superman kind of 3D coming out like that with the pink and the little lines going through it. Really nicely, cleanly done.
Sorry, Eckert.
Yeah, I love it. I really like it.
I really like the flow. I really like the R. I really, really like the R, the way it wraps around the D.
That flick off the R looks sick, and then going into the E.
And the arrow in the middle of the R, making it the negative space.
Yes.
I love that shit.
Very nice.
Indeed. I love that shit.
Classic styles, though. This is like, you know, again, the blueprint of graph letters. You know what I mean?
Came from Dondi. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Turo.
Stop biting people.
Turo is not bored of graph, yeah? This guy is still...
Yeah,
you know, loves doing
graph. Like that, you know, big, I'm keeping it graph. I'm doing big, graph.
That big crow guy. No, he loves graph as well. Just not the traditional type of graph like this, man. What do you give it out of 10?
That's 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'm just going because it is a sketch. It's not on a wall, so you know.
I thought 7, but 7 could be too harsh. for that's them levels of skills.
So you give it an 8, yeah? Okay.
7.5 out of 10.
Because I'm thinking more towards 7.5, just purely because it's a sketch. But it's a really dope sketch. Really nice.
Yeah.
Kuro, maybe send in a painting, man. I want to see another painting of yours. All right. What's this one saying? It's on a BR.
Trips.
Says trips, like a copper fill, black outline, yellow one time, a beigey, light beige kind of weird. I don't even want to call them schemes. Like he's got some stars and like a bouncy bits.
Oh my days.
And a couple of dots. Window down. Dean, what's your first thoughts looking at that?
I just yawned because the woman in the window.
Oh shit! Yeah, tired. Yeah, there's
made me feel tired.
Advert for Flora Dicks.
Flora Dicks.
That's what it's called. Flora Dicks. Look at it. Flora Dicks.
That can't be the name.
Tired of be. Yeah, Flora Dicks. Look at it.
You can Jesus Christ! You got Flora on your dick.
Yo, Trips here had some Margarine. Flora in his dick, man. Like, yo, Trips. Obviously, it's window down on a train. Big him up.
Salute. Yeah, big up for doing that.
Salute.
And then is he put toy on the right?
You know what? I can't see the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe that does say toy. So he doesn't even like it himself. I'm trying to zoom in.
It's Trips, you're keeping it basic. Do this outline a couple more, like 10, 15 more times. And the R and everything will get a lot more better. And take out the schemes.
Yeah. The schemes are completely...
Don't use stars and stuff, but just don't use those circles like they... I don't know what that's like, a spring or something. Like, bun that.
I reckon allow everything. Just like, okay, do the highlights. Like, actually try and learn how to do it next to the line. Obviously, he's not confident enough, so that's a good way.
It might have been dark as well.
Yeah, and dark, but still, come on. Highlights are highlights, man. But yeah, I get it. You know, when you're sketching up the letter, I can see, because he's obviously being quick, rather than like do a backbone bar and then do this bar and then do this bar, because that takes a couple seconds longer. He's just done a line like that, gone round, done the kick of the R, then gone round, like trying to do it like kind of throw up styles. Yeah. But it's not doing you many favors. Like, he's done it on the P though. You see, he has got a solid backbone there for the P. You can see it kind of follows that line. You know?
Yeah.
Here it's just like meh, 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 you know? So
you left a bit of shadow on the bottom of the eye.
Yeah, the bottom of the eye, the shadow. Yeah, but I think you're right though, Theme. Give him a little bit longer. He has a bit more practice. He's doing this outline. I reckon he'll work it out in the end. Just keep it simple, like he's doing. Allow the whole schemes. That does not elevate your thing.
Peace.
In
it
any way,
elevate your.
It does the opposite.
Elevate you.
It brings it down. Like, it would have looked much better. It still look shit without those bits in it, but it would look much better. You know what I mean? It look like you know what you're doing a lot more. These bits, they stand out. That you're okay. Yeah, he's a toy. You know what I'm saying? See, bun all that shit. I don't even know where he must have picked that up from. Where's this round thing from? Like, what was he thinking? Anyway. He got Trips though, man. He's doing his thing.
He got Trips. He went to the yard and he did that.
Salute. That even could have been a jump down. I don't know, but who knows? Okay, this one I've been looking at since it's been sent in. I think this was sent in ages ago. I haven't been wanting to do it because it's so disgustingly ugly. Yeah.
Scrow?
Scrow. S-C-R-O-W.
Oh my God.
Sketch. I mean, the tags seem like, you know, a little bit all right.
Mental health.
Oh, is that what that says? Okay, shit. Mental. Maybe this guy is, maybe he's got
health. What, like the last bit?
I have no idea.
This reminds me of Trev.
Yeah, Trev. Here we go. A little bit. It's weird. It's almost, going
It's jarring, isn't it? The colours are like too fucking... jarring.
Yeah,
you can't look at it.
Yeah, and just some of the colors are too dark if you're outlining in black, you know. He's obviously got shitty pens as well that he's using or whatever.
And then what's going on behind it? Is that like
maybe behind... I don't think he realizes what a 3D is. Maybe he saw a down rock or up rock 3D and he's trying to emulate it, maybe. because it's got just weird lines going up and down from the bottom and the top. I don't rightly know, man.
I don't think he does, to be fair.
I mean, look, it's shit.
Oh, it's canny lot. It's fucking shite. Fucking shite.
Whatever you do in here, allow it. Just focus on your letters, bruv, okay? Too much. The tagging is all right. You know what I mean? Like, you got a little bit of a flow there. You kind of, like, you seem confident with that at the very least. Work on it a bit more. You know what I mean? Scroll,
yeah,
you
the
get
yellow bits. I mean, I like, I mean, I've seen what you're doing. I've seen what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it yellow in the blue at the bottom. And you've, like, even outlined the yellow bits. But, I mean, bro,
I don't like it.
The yellow bits of the yellow bits, then the yellow bit of the R, and then the middle of the C is the same yellow.
Yeah.
That's just the dark blue is like way too dark.
These little bits in here, yellow as well.
And that's what I'm saying. He's outlined them.
Yeah.
And tried to keep it. You're just trying to make it interesting. But you don't need to do that because there's just so much shit going on.
Yeah. It's just, again, I hope this is a kid, and it's a kid doing what they think graph is. You know what I mean? You know that that's like the ultimate TB is when it's like literally those first stages where you're like, oh yeah, you just try and put everything in there.
Yeah.
Thinking it's going to make it look good when really all you're doing is make it look worse and worse and worse and worse. The simpler, the better, especially in these early days. None of this shit looks good, man, or impressive or anything. You're not going to get any daps from us for this shit. And then like the stitch work in the O, the whole.
Oh, is that what that is? I can't see that.
I think it's like a stitch, yeah. So he's like got lines going across. That's all right. That's a cool idea. I don't mind that. A little stitch in the middle to make the O.
Look at the W. Yeah. Like, what's going on with that?
Bruv, it looks like some fucked up. It's like out of a horror movie, man.
Like
I don't know,
an impressionist flame or something, or
yeah, yeah.
But
you're
no. He's done a down
what
rock shadow on the R and the O and the W. But then why does it go above the S and the C?
Yes, I'm not even. You know what? I'm done trying to make sense of this fucking thing, man. It gets a 2. No, it gets a 1. He gets a 0.5 from me, man. 0.5. Lowest score I've given. 0.5,
because it's not really there. It's not on a wall.
It's shit. And it's, yeah, exactly. It's horrible.
It's shit.
Man.
It's so shit.
All right, quickly, theme. We're going to call it a day there, but I want you to just react to this video I saw online. Let me know what you think, man.
I respect my motherfucking dick.
Respect my motherfucking dick. Can you see it?
Respect my motherfucking dick. Respect my motherfucking dick.
Respect my motherfucking dick. Look, he's going in and out of the tunnel. Respect my motherfucking dick. That's it.
Blimey.
So that's a double-decker train. So that's not just a normal-sized train.
And it's done, two cars.
It's the front, so the train driver's cabin and half of the second carriage. He didn't go all the way down, and he just did a massive top-to-bottom purple-headed
shaft,
veiny, hairy balls.
Cock and ball set.
Cock and ball set. And then when it goes in the tunnel, he's got it going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards like it's humping. The tunnel.
Penetrating the tunnel.
Penetrating. Theme, your thoughts on this whole car?
It's a big dick, really, isn't it?
Do you think this guy's bored of graff, or he's just trying to be well funny? This is the KCBR. I think they're from Denmark.
I don't know. I think he's trying to be funny. Yeah. I would go with trying to be funny.
Yeah, these guys aren't bored of graph. I think, look, some graffiti writers, we tend to have a dark sense of humor, maybe you could say, or a filthy sense of humor. Definitely because of the life of a graffiti writer, you know, we're maybe a bit more, you know, we find silly things funny to a certain degree, you know, and to think, I could imagine them just smoking at home, yeah, looking at flicks of all the cars they've done. They plainly know this yard like the back of their fucking hand, and they were like, what if we just painted a massive cock on the side of a train. That would be well funny. And they actually did it. So props to them for that, man. I got to say, they were blatantly laughing the whole time while they were doing that. Brother man, that's it for today.
Such a shame that people have sold out.
It's like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, you know what I mean? When, big love to OCB. Thank you guys, man. Go support, go show love, help us out, make us look good to them. And just press follow on OCB_UK on the Instagram. The links are below. Go show them some love, man. You know what I mean? And who
knows? Show them some love because, to be fair, when I used to go to France, we would, you know, I used to live in France, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we only used OCB, strictly OCB. Yeah. And it was the black ones, the thin ones, back-skinned.
I used to go to France a lot as a kid, and I just remember that from that... That's where I first heard of it when I saw La Haine, and I was like, what the fuck is that? It must be their version, Rolling Papers in France, you know? And then when I went to France, I saw it and boom, I was busting it out as well, man.
It's always had that connection with like hip hop and lifestyle, OCB.
Yeah, for us,
that's for sure. OCB, what you call it?
But yeah, salute people. Yeah, and if you leave a comment under this episode, you can win an OCB Almshouse goodie bag. Yeah, with all the mug and I don't know what. Let's see what they're going to put in it. It'll probably be different each week. It'll probably be t-shirts and stuff, and stickers and stuff like that.
So what do you need to do to get that t-shirt, Amber?
You got to leave a comment below this episode, and the funniest one we will pick next week, and we will, it doesn't necessarily have to be funny, to be honest. That puts a lot of pressure on people. I want more people to comment. So obviously, the funnier, the better, the more likely you'll probably win, but
you deserve it.
Or something insightful.
Almshouse batters everything.
Exactly.
Why OCB is better than...
Don't say the R word, bruv.
Basically, bruv.
All right, party people, we're going to go out to this DJ Shadow tune. It's called Midnight in a Perfect World. This was picked by Themos. I mean, it's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
Party people, thank you for joining us, man. Every week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Leave a comment, leave a like, subscribe, share it with a friend, join a Patreon. Big love, yeah? Themos, salute, yeah?
Big love. Almshouse to your mum's house is the greatest thing of all time.
The graffiti than podcast called Almshouse to your mum's house.
Episode 170, mother lovers. 171?
Yep. Yeah, 171.
Almshouse to your mum's house. Almshouse to your mum's house.
Think about it and understand it.
3.2 years. Oh, I didn't know there was a video for this.
You never know there's a video.
This is getting flagged. This is getting flagged. Mercy. Is that him?
Yes. This whole album's a classic album, man. Groundbreaking.
Where's he from?
I think San Francisco. West Coast somewhere. You know, I saw them at Kentish Town Forum. I saw DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist. At the time, they were touring. This was just before the pandemic hit. They were touring with the original crates of records that Afrika Bambaataa used when he used to nonce kids back in the... This is before he was a nonce, yeah? But back in the day, that crate is now in the... It's in the Smithsonian Museum, yeah? But they took it out of the museum and they toured around with the actual records that you know, with the scratches and the bumps and the, you know, all the bits that you could hear it in the mixing when they were basically doing a 4-turntable 1-hour mix of all the original tunes that Bambaataa played in the block parties back in the 70s in New York. It was a really sick show, man.
Your t-shirt is pretty sick as well.
Yeah, boy.
I like the colors on that one.
This one's dope. I like this one.
I've got the hoodie and that as well.
Arms house, your mum's house.
He's from New York, but he lives in LA.
Ah, he's from New York, okay.
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
Kinda making me feel a bit ill, to be honest.
Jose, California. DJ Cut Chemist is from New York.
Okay.
And DJ Shadow's from San Jose.
I'm pretty sure Cut Chemist is from LA as well, man.
He's from New York. He was born in New York and he resides in LA.
He went there when he was young, probably. Anyway, peace, people. We out.
We out. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?